This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride.
Arthur, King of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that and I'm not worthy. What are you doing now?
I'm averting my eyes, O Lord.
Well, don't. It's like those miserable psalms. They're so depressing. Now knock it off.
Yes, Lord.
Right. Arthur, King of the Britons. Your knights of the Round Table shall have a task to make them an example in these dark times.
Good idea, O Lord.
Of course it's a good idea.
Hey, Joyriders. So what you heard was probably what some people picture when they think of God and how he behaves. This week, the guys are talking about God myths, or in other words, myths about God. But where do these myths come from and how are they so widespread? Well, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Now, while that passage was aimed at the people of Israel, that still applies to us all, because the only way to distinguish truth from lies is to learn what the truth is. And that's what scripture is. It's a means to learn the truth of God's word, as well as the way to learn who God is and what he's all about. Now, if you want to find out what the guys are all about on this topic, here's a little sneak peek of this week's episode of The Masculine Journey.
You shouldn't be driving a car anywhere, not on a road, not on a racetrack, and not in a parking lot. You are selfish, you're crazy, and you're scared.
I'm not scared.
You are scared to death. You and Rowdy, you have the same sickness. It's called denial, and it is probably going to kill you both. You want to control something that's out of control. That's what you said to me, wasn't it? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret that almost everybody else in this world automatically knows. Control is an illusion, you infantile egomaniac. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. Not on a freeway, not in an airplane, not inside our own bodies, and certainly not on a racetrack with 40 other infantile egomaniacs. Nobody knows and nobody controls anything. Now, you've gotten a glimpse of that and you're scared. You mightn't have the courage to race anymore. You may never have had it.
Yeah, that was not pleasant.
No, but needed.
But needed, yeah. Yes. And, you know, she shared some unadulterated truth with him that, you know, you ain't in control of anything. And that's, you know, that's the reality of life. And it's the fact that God says, hey, you need me. That's the whole point of the gospel. As, you know, Harold said it so well, is that, you know, some people never come to Christ because they don't see the need for him. But and you're broken and you're shattered, and as Terry says, you're down in that darkness. You figure out you need something other than what you got. And, you know, been there too many times in my life. But now I wouldn't even say that correctly, because I've been down there just as many times as I needed to be to recognize I need him. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not in control of anything. And, you know, so, you know, just buckle up and enjoy the ride is more like it, I think. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So, Andy, why do you think the enemy wants to perpetuate these things? Where is his win in this whole thing of it's all in God's will, or God won't give you more than you can handle? What's the enemy trying to get at? What's he trying to accomplish?
I mean, to get people to believe something that's not true. He's a liar, and he's been a liar from the beginning. And the myth is another word of saying a lie. A partial truth is still a lie, essentially.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was thinking, you think about when the three temptations of Christ, when the enemy did that, the devil, I mean, all those things were based on scripture, but they're his twist on them. Some of these quotes that we have, taken in the right vein or maybe the right mindset, maybe not necessarily be a myth, But most of the time, they're believed incorrectly of what really the point is. And it's just a matter of these myths keep us in darkness.
Yeah, they drive us away from God.
They get us to question the heart of God, get us to question our role, that we control something, like, you know, Danny was saying. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jim?
I think the biggest issue is we think at times that we understand God, and we can't. He's beyond our understanding. But the issue comes when we have something that, gee, this sounds like God, but as you put it, Andy, it's a twist on the truth, but it's not the truth. And one of the things I love that I heard first from Henry Blackaby, well, a couple of things actually, but one of them was, if you think you know what God wants you to do and you know how to accomplish it, you don't. And God tells us to do impossible things so that mm-hmm. he'll get the glory. And the other one I already forgot because I'm old and senile, but it may come back to me.
It will at some point. It'll look back.
Get on him, Sam, for making that agreement there.
Well, sometimes there's a shred of truth in them.
So from the Guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.